Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, David Martosko with the Daily Mail. We'll talk politics. We'll talk politics again at 8:05 with David Frum from the Daily Beast. And then at 8:35, a story you're simply not going to believe. You will shake your head in amazement and perhaps in disgust as we talk to Dan Joseph from the Media Research Center about a little experiment that he ran. You're just not going to believe it. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. You'll just have to come back at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. Sitting in for Larry O'Connor is Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch, our special guest host of the day. Good to have you here, Tom.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, let's talk Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins.
Yeah.
Hail victory.
Okay, this is it. I mean, this is where it gets down. This is where the rubber meets the road for the Redskins. It's time for the Redskins Report with Trevor Maddich, brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy. Joining us on the line, former Redskins elite long snapper and WMAL's Redskin analyst, Trevor Maddich. Hello, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so, look, if we win this game, it's clinched, right? We're going to the playoffs.
You know what's funny? If we win this game, we can rest our starters against Dallas next week.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
How about that?
Well, okay, so, you know, it's in Philadelphia, and we have not done well on the road in the past. And the Eagles, I mean, they're not the greatest team, but are we going to have any trouble taking care of this?
Yeah, we'll have a lot of trouble. The Redskins will have a lot of trouble. I'm kind of mirroring what you're saying in terms of we. The Redskins will have a lot of trouble. If they beat the Eagles on the road in this situation, it will be a quality win for the Redskins. The Eagles are struggling in a lot of ways, but the Redskins aren't the 2007 New England Patriots either. So, you know, there are things that Philly can do that will give the Redskins trouble. The question is, will the Redskins make the same mistakes that have sunk them on the road in the past? If they do, they'll lose. If they don't, then they can clinch tomorrow, on Saturday.
What are those mistakes?
Those mistakes are essentially turnovers and giving up big plays because of missed assignments or poor tackling. If they don't turn it over, and if they are in the right place on defense doing the right thing, even if they get beat once in a while, just get beat fair and square, then I think the Redskins win.
Trevor, you think, is there a possibility, how is it working out, that they could lose and still do okay if others lose or win? Have you done the calculus?
Yeah, the way it works is if they beat Philly this week, the Redskins are in the playoffs. They clinch regardless of what win or lose against Dallas the following week. If Philly beats the Redskins can still get in the playoffs if they beat Dallas next week, and if Philly then goes to New York and loses to the Giants.
So you don't want your destiny to be in others' hands.
Yeah.
No, you don't. And the thing is, though, the Redskins here, the opportunity's there. I mean, Philadelphia right now is still dangerous, but they're in disarray. The Redskins' defense has had a lot of injuries, but Philly's has as well. I mean, their secondary is banged up, and here comes DeSean Jackson, the former Philadelphia Eagles, the first big star that Philly coach Chip Kelly jettisoned when he got there, and boy, does he want to go up there and knock Philly's playoffs hopes into the dumpster, right? And so there's injuries in that Philly secondary. Their defense has been giving up about 35 points a game over the last 6 weeks or so. So, I mean, there's opportunities here.
Here's the thing that I feel about. I mean, you're right. The Eagles are in a bit of disarray. And the Redskins, they have had their issues. But they really seem to be sort of gelling as a team at just the right moment, don't you think?
You know what's funny is that I think back to the New York Giants Super Bowl runs of a few years ago when Eli Manning didn't play well during the regular season and they were talking about maybe firing the coach and they didn't have a very good regular season. Then they got hot in December. They stayed hot in the playoffs and they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying the Redskins are going to win the Super Bowl. But what I am saying is that when you get to this point of the season, the team that makes noise in the playoffs tends to be the team that has three features. One, they're playing well together. Two, they're relatively healthy compared to the opponent. And three, they have a hot quarterback. But right now the Redskins are playing well together and they have a hot quarterback, and injuries remain to be seen.
All right, and so the bottom line here is, I mean, if they do this, they will have shattered all of the things that have sort of dogged this team. Number, they will have won a second game on the road. They will have won three in a row. They all this season, the best they've been able to put together is two in a row, right?
Two in a row, and the first time they did that was when they beat Buffalo last
right.
week.
Right, uh-huh.
Correct.
So this would be three in a row, and so this would be huge. This would be real momentum if you win this game.
Yeah, and that's what's important to think about. I mean, the math of being able to win the division and get into the playoffs has really more to do with the rest of the division than it does with the Redskins right now. So the Redskins, you know, fans want them to make the playoffs, of course. You know, we all want them to make the playoffs. But you don't just want to back into the playoffs and then get obliterated in the first week. You want to be playing well enough to actually, you know, be competitive there. And winning this game would not just clinch. It would also show that the Redskins are taking that next step towards being competitive at the next level.
Yeah, and so, you know, the key, I guess, is a good performance by Kirk Cousins, and then what else?
A good performance by Kirk Cousins, and then for DeSean Jackson really to go off. You know, we talked about the defense playing well, but if DeSean Jackson, even though he's a little banged up with knee and ankle injuries, can have his usual, you know, two or three vertical strike from Kirk Cousins' game against Philly, I don't think Philly will recover, because I think their sideline will probably not be able to handle the pressure of their own fans booing them. So I think an early strike to DeSean Jackson, especially
take the crowd out of it, right?
Well, the crowd is used to DeSean Jackson making plays for them. If he makes plays for the Redskins on their field in the burgundy and gold, I think a lot of pressure will build on that Philly sideline.
All right, 8:25 p.m. kickoff on out of the Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, the Redskins versus the Eagles for the clinch. Trevor Maddich, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tom.
The Redskin Report with Trevor Maddich is brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy.
There's a good reason why Fork Union Military Academy is one of the most successful college prep schools in the nation. It's called the One Subject Plan. In a typical school, students juggle five different subjects a day, each lasting about 45 minutes. Sound familiar? Well, at Fork Union Military Academy, a student takes just one subject at a time. His teacher has only one classroom, usually just 10 to 15 students, all day, every day, for that 7-week grading term. Talk about individual attention. Concentration goes up, learning goes up, and grades go up. Here's what Fork Union parents are saying about this unique way of learning.
The one subject plan, as I always refer to, is the best kept secret here. One subject at a time.
It's just started to change his life. He started seeing his potential on a whole different level.
Because of it, he's gotten a presidential scholarship to go to Georgia Tech. He's going to study engineering. He's going to do great things in his life. And I have to give a lot of the credit to Fork Union.
Learn more about Fork Union's unique one subject plan by visiting onesubjectplan.com. That's onesubjectplan.com. Fork Union Military Academy. Success stories begin here.